All right, it's Friday, and that means it's time for our Reefer Rock review. We got Herb Thrasher sitting in the studio with us. How's it going, Herb?
Doing great. Another great week in the world of music and reefer. Almost had Vermont, but not this time.
Frustrating.
But we still got music, got a lot of great festivals coming up in the music season, and thought we would talk about the Maryland Doom Fest. Within 1 month away from this, June 22nd through the 25th, it's going to be in Maryland at Cafe 611 on North Market Street in Frederick, Maryland. And one of the things I'd like to discuss real quick is doom. Doom shouldn't be a scary word. Don't be afraid of the word doom metal. A lot of times we hear this and we see this and we go right by it. And this festival is a prime example, because this festival could as well just be called the Maryland Doom Rock and Roll Stoner Rock Heavy Metal Psychedelic Rock and Roll Festival. It could definitely be called something like that, because all the bands that are there make up all kinds of heavy metal, almost like how many words we have: marijuana, pot, cannabis.
Yeah.
I mean, we can keep going. And in the world of metal, we have that as well. And doom is one of those words that's almost like marijuana. Whoa.
Yeah.
Can't say that anymore. But a lot of great bands that we play on 420 Radio all the time. Got a pre-show gig on the 22nd, starting off with Valkyrie as the headliner. And then on the 23rd, we've got Captain Beyond and Lopan as the headliners. Remember Lopan?
Yeah.
We play a lot of them. And then we've got a headliner on the 24th that a lot of us in the Northwest might know, especially here in Portland. Had them in studio with us, you might remember. And that is Black Pussy on the 24th. And then we've got The Skull also playing the Big Hall Cafe 611 on the 24th. Actually, Black Pussy will be at Guido's Speakeasy.
We got Woe Fat on that?
We've got Woe Fat on that gig, which we also got The Watchers, interviewed The Watchers before. So playing a lot of these bands. And then on the final night, June 25th, we've got Freedom Hawk, the Atomic Bitchwax, a lot of bands that we play all the time that define this whole stoner rock, rock and roll, heavy metal kind of vibe. So things like this are a great thing to look into. So if you're over there on the East Coast next month, June 22nd through the 25th, great festival to look into is the Maryland Doom Fest. I know I would be there in a heartbeat, Russ, if I could.
I wonder how many gamers are going to show up there thinking it's the Doom video game.
there you go, and that could be. But I think our Doom fans are well in tuned in this whole music world, and they'll get it. So definitely check out festivals like this, and a lot of festivals bringing a lot of great music, different kinds of rock and roll music throughout the summer. And we'll be talking about that right here on Reefer Rock and also on the Herb Thrasher Flower, which you can listen to on Friday nights on 420 Radio at 8 p.m. Pacific Live. Also wanted to talk about a new album release. We've got, in the world of rock, Nuclear Blast Records, usually known for their heavy metal and death metal vibe. Well, this time they're releasing from the band The Night Flight Orchestra. And the album is called Amber Galactic, and it has 10 tracks, 50 minutes of music. And what's special about this album is Bjorn Stride from Soilwork and a lot of death metal bands like Arch Enemy and other. This whole band is made up from members of that, tackling the whole rock world. Russ, this is going back to Foreigner. This is going back to that whole retro kind of Kansas kind of bands like that. Maybe bringing in a disco kind of tribute too. So nice to kind of get something different in the music world that we're kind of, you know, that's because so many bands these days, they're not in just one band anymore. It's common to be in two, three bands. They're not just projects.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what the music world has come to. So great stuff. Look into it. We'll be playing tunes from that album tomorrow night and more. One more quick thing. Is this great month, a great week in the world of music. We've had a couple of releases on the May 23rd, 1979. The album from Destroyer from Kiss was released. I mean, Dynasty from Kiss was released. And then we have on May 24th, 1986. You might remember this one from AC/DC, Who Made Who. And then from May 25th, 1993, the first album John Bush did with Anthrax, The Sound of White Music. And Russ, one of my favorites of all time, May 25th, 1983, from Ronnie James Dio, Holy Diver. You can always find great stories like that, great tributes, great history lessons. Go to at this day in metal on Twitter, and you can find great stuff like that as well.
Far out. All right. So what's up with Herb Thrasher? Because I know you're involved with Portland Normal and a lot of the festivals and the circuits that are around here in the Pacific Northwest. Big shows coming up around here?
Really, not too much big shows yet that's been announced, but there's definitely going to come. You know, the whole festival, especially in the festival scene in the Northwest, has kind of changed. It's almost like when legalization came, our festivals went down instead of up. You know, it's weird how when it was legal, we had festivals like every week. And so things have changed here. But Music World's doing good. We have a Portland Normal membership meeting this weekend on Saturday here in Portland, Oregon at the Analog Cafe. And you can find that on our Portland Normal Facebook page or our website. All the information is there. Looking forward to having Moto Perpetuo Farms there this weekend to kind of educate us, help drive us into this whole growing, you know, because it's time here. And in Oregon, it's legal.
Yeah.
And so we might as well learn as well. So it's exciting to have a farm, some professionals come out and kind of give back to the community and help us get our thing going.
PortlandNormal.org for all the information you need on that. And we're coming around the Memorial Day weekend, which means summertime's happening, and we'll have the Northwest String Summit. We'll have Seattle Hemp Fest. There'll be a bunch of stuff to do.
Also have the Pickathon. So, you know, there is some festivals coming up here in the Northwest that'll be announcing, and also still have the Seattle Hemp Fest.
Yeah, damn right. And the day after Seattle Hemp Fest, the Monday after Hemp Fest, the annular eclipse, the total eclipse, crosses Oregon. It starts on the Oregon coast at Depot Bay, actually, and it goes over Salem. And you'll get a partial eclipse in Portland, but if you get down there to Salem, I'm going to go down to Salem and watch the full eclipse. What metal song will you play during an eclipse if you have to turn the speakers up and it just goes dark and the sun disappears? What's a good metal song that I should play?
Man, I'm going to have to think about that one.
We'll do that for next weekend?
We'll do that for next
Friday.
Weekend.
That's our assignment.
But I do remember Total Eclipse of the Heart, and that's what came to mind.
Turn around.
Was that Kim Carnes or something?
Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler, back in the day.
So. You're going to blow your metal cred, man.
Hey, man, I'm music, dude. We're music through and through.
Oh, folks, that's all the time we got today. But, hey, great having you come in here, Herb, for the Reefer Rock Review. And we'll be listening on 420 Radio, and we'll see you at that Portland Normal meeting.
All right. Everyone take care. Stay safe out there, and look forward to chatting with you next week on the Reefer Rock.